400 or 4,000 dreams may decay into indigo dust that covers Aquarius, and still the voice will say, love. Go, be, but forget no one. Weak, strong, all belong. In the friendly opal light of Uranus, all men can blend, yet still be what they are.
Thank you. chicken in the pan or a pie. Eat it with potatoes, rice, salt, tomatoes, chicken, still when you got it, boy. It was the dish for old Caesar, also King Henry III. But Columbus was smart, said you can't fool me, a chicken ain't nothing but a bird.
Put her in her place. Yeah, I keep a picture. to fill up space. But when I hunger up, I hunger upside down, 'cause I can't stand the sight of her
because it's more and more cool.
Come on, baby, with Kooky cha-cha-cha. Snap your wing with Kooky cha-cha-cha. When you're thinking with Kooky cha-cha-cha,
you're aghast,
cha-cha-cha,
'cause it's a bueno blast.
It is party,
cha-cha-cha.
It is classy,
cha-cha-cha. But dad, it feels like there's wheels on your chassis.
It's not a serenade by Schubert,
but when you hold her close, she won't say adios, because it's itchy.
Cha 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 cha. It's a thing that isn't straight and mild. It'll swing, although it's Latin style. Everything that climbs a Latin mile will come for you.
Cha cha cha.
When you do,
cha cha cha.
The cookie cha cha cha.
With that, it feels like there's wheels on your chassis.
It's not a serenade by Schumann or a painting by Da Vinci.
But when you hold her close, she won't say adios, because it's itchy.
Cha 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 cha. It's a thing that isn't sweet and wild. It'll swing, although it's Latin style.
Cha-cha-cha.
When you do,
cha-cha-cha.
The cookie cha-cha-cha.
Muy amo, señor Cookie, the sentente Sieta Sunset Street. Dad?
I said, how often does this happen? He said, every day, about this time. I said, well, why do you just sit out here then? He said, 'cause I cannot believe that it's happening. I said, reach out, take my hand, you'll understand.
Baby, everything is alright. Uptight, out of sight. Baby, everything is alright.
little old man sitting on the step. Same old man, and a tear trickled down his cheek. I said, "What's the matter?" He said, "A herd of elephants just stampeded over me." I said, I said, "How often does this happen?" He said, "Every day, a half hour after the train runs over me." I said, "Reach out, take my hand, you'll understand." I said, "Hey, how you doing after that train ran over you?" He said, "What train?" I said, "The train that ran over you a half hour before the elephant stampeded over you." He said, "What elephant?" I said, He said, "You're a young boy. Says you got a lot to learn.
The harder I work, the faster I earn. The faster I earn, then the richer I get. The richer I get, the faster I spend. Where does it get you in the end? The harder I work, the more that I learn. The more that I learn, then the smarter I get. But maybe the strain will injure my brain. Where does it get you in the end? But if I work harder, get smarter, forget a little slower, spend a little lower, earn faster, learn faster, I'll be smart as Einstein and rich as Mr. Astor. So baby, for you, I'll work day and night, get terribly rich and amazingly bright. But honey, unless you're gonna say yes, where will it get me in the end? The harder I work, the faster I earn. The faster I earn, then the richer I get. The richer I get, the faster I spend. Where does it get you in the end? The harder I work, the more that I learn. The more that I learn, then the smarter I get. But maybe the strain will injure my brain. Where does it get you in the end? But if I work harder, get smarter, forget a little slower, spend a little lower, earn faster, learn faster, I'll be smart as Einstein and rich as Mr. Astor. So baby, for you, I'll work day and night, get terribly rich and amazingly bright. But honey, unless you're gonna say yes, where will it get me in the end, my friend? Where will it get me in the end?
Okay, now, don't forget the number, 989-9368. Or you can pledge online, wfmu.org/pledge. The marathon runs from February 20th to March 4th. It's on now as we speak. And I'd sure like it if you could, you know, pledge a couple of bucks, keep WFMU in business, keep people like me and Bryce and Glenn Jones off the streets. It's up to you. Anyway, I'm KBC. This is a Bit Slap. And we're doing a grab bag edition in honor of the marathon. We started with Mort Garson and the Zodiac Cosmic Sounds album. That was Aquarius, the Lover of Life, for those of you who are Aquarians. I didn't forget about you. It's late, I know, but we got there. The Farm Pits collection after that. That was Goosey Goosey Gander, and that's a tape I picked up at a yard sale years ago. And that's how it sounded on the tape. I did not fool with that at all. Those were adults, by the way. Cab Calloway after that. Chicken Ain't Nothing But a Bird. Fried Chicken Baby was the Slough Boys, whoever they are. Jerry Lewis, I Keep Her Picture Hanging Upside Down. Ed Kooky Burns. The Kooky Cha-Cha-Cha. Little Old Man from Bill Cosby and Phil Harris. Where does it get you in the end? Well, where it gets you in the end this year is you get another year of WFMU. 2 weeks of delightful banter. I don't have my co-host is Jersey. As you know, Jersey has very little to say. So she's going to be quiet. We won't be thanking people over the air because we're not on the air, for what it's worth. So, once again, the number is 800-989-9368, and it's wfmu.org/pledge. I understand some of you may be listening to this after the marathon is over. That's okay. You can still go ahead and pledge. The phone number won't be working then, but of course the website will be working. You can pledge 24/7, 365, or in this case, 366, because we had a 366 situation in a couple of weeks. So there you go. So anyway, we will continue, and I will shut up.
Hello, 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 I never seen you here before. I come here all the time, I never seen you here before. But then again, I'm nearly blind, so how can I be sure? Hello, hello, you're all alone. Hello, hello, got no chaperone. Hello, hello, can I buy you a drink? Can I buy you a drink? I really like your hair, I like the way you wear your hair, I like the way you have it there above your head. I really like your hair, I like the way you wear your hair, I really like your hair. Do you want to go to bed? Hello, 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 isn't that divine? I knew you were a Capricorn, I knew it all the time. I used to be a Capricorn, but then I changed my mind. Hello, hello, you want to dance? Hello, hello, I can really dance. I bet if you closed your eyes, you would swear you was with Fred Astaire. I'm working on a screenplay, I'm working on a screenplay, I'm working on a movie in my head. I'm working on a screenplay, I'm working on a screenplay, I'm working on a screenplay. Do you want to go to bed? Have you heard the joke about the fiddler and the bee? It's a very, very funny joke, I'm sure you would agree. And I'll be glad to tell it to you if you'll marry me. Hello, hello, will you marry me? I love you, so will you marry me? Tell me your name and say you'll be my wife for the rest of my life. We'll build a house in the middle of the wood, nobody except me and you. We'll have geese by the gaggle, a horse and a saddle, a brook that'll babble. I'll babble too. Wait a minute, wait, now there's something I forgot. I'm embarrassed to admit it, but there's something I forgot. Suddenly I have some kind of giant mental block. Suddenly I cannot remember. I'm so ashamed, I cannot remember. I swear it's true, I cannot remember my name. I've forgotten my name. I can't understand how it just slipped my mind. I used to use it all the time when I was young. I think it starts with a B or a K or a C. Wait, no, 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 no. It's on the tip of my tongue. Luckily my name's printed on my underwear. Luckily my mama sewed it into all my underwear. So I'm just kind of ducking to the men's room over there. I'll be right back, my love, will you wait for me? Kiss me and tell me you'll wait for me. I'll be back as soon as I know who I am. Will you wait until then? Will you wait until then? Will you wait until then?
The words that go along, 'cause no one listens to the lyrics. wrote the lyrics was as crazy as a loon. So there's nothing to this song but to do.
This is the chorus once again. La 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 la, with ceiling wax. A rooster is different from a hen. Well, have you ever sharpened pencils with an axe? Tra la la,
tra la la,
dum de dum,
dum dum day.
Had a sweetie, but she wouldn't marry me.
Jolene, whoop!
Here's your appointment, everybody recommends. Cause it comes just where the chorus ends.
Yes, sir, play it, boy.
Magic little password. It'll help you if you're shy. Say ugga-ugga-boo-ugga-boo-ugga-ugga-ugga-boo-ugga-ugga. That will get you by. If you're in a conversation and you need a quick reply, say ugga-ugga-boo-ugga-boo-ugga-ugga-ugga-boo-ugga-ugga. That will get you by. Although the sound reminds you of a couple of lovey-dove birds, it's perfect when it finds you with your lips too busy for words. So be sure to keep it handy if the moon gets in your eye.
Ugga-ugga-boo-ugga-boo-ugga-ugga-ugga-boo-ugga.
That will get you by. Traffic cop should pinch you and you end up in the jail. He will go your bail. If a burglar ever robs you and he grabs off all your jack, say, he will give it back. Those words may sound peculiar when people don't know what they mean, but those words work like magic when you play a pinball machine. When you're flying in an airplane and the motor starts to thump, say,
ugga-ugga-boo-ugga-boo-ugga.
it is.
Just before you jump.
People who feel like they can take a neighbor's life with a gun will understand that that's not the way America is meant to be. That's why it's important to make sure our alliances are as strong as they possibly can be. There's $2.3 trillion of surplus. The surplus is the government's money. I want my fellow Americans to hear one more time. We're going to spend $25 trillion. That's not the role of a president to decide right and wrong. You get tax relief and you don't. I think they ought to factor it in when they make their decision in the voting booth. Taking control of that country so that we can free the people of Iraq. Rid this country of weapons of mass destruction, and we're on plan. The POWs, I expect to be treated humanely, just like we're treating the prisoners that we have captured humanely.
In heck, base, are we not the Superman? Pure Superman.
Yabbiest the Superman.
Super duper Superman.
This deception is directed from the highest levels of the Iraqi regime. Hundreds of pounds of biological poisons. Concealment activity at close to 30 sites. Chemical, biological, and nuclear weapons. And we have sources that tell us to threaten the American people. And many of its leaders are known to be in Baghdad. This is the situation as we find it.
Is to let companies like JS keep more of their own money so they can invest in their business.
Men in movements that threaten the safety of America and our friends. A constitutional amendment to protect marriage in America. First, we are taking direct action against the terrorists in the theater. The welfare law is a success because it puts government on the side of personal responsibility.
When the Fuhrer says, he is the master race, be higher, right in the Fuhrer's face. Not to love the Fuhrer is a great disgrace, so be higher, right in the Fuhrer's face.
Ladies and gentlemen, right about now, it's your boy Just Blaze, alongside my man,
Green Lantern,
and all that. I got my man, Cy Giddy, the Yard Father, Immortal Technique, Dead Prez, and they got something they want to say.
Where do I start at?
Here we go.
Check me, check. When Tupac come back, beef is on W. You wonder why the black and Latin people don't love you. Well, I'm first. We can start with the church. You politicizing religion. You and your father's the worst. And all next, y'all took welfare checks. Give us diseases and then collect healthcare debts. What up? You only think about yourself. You sending niggas to war and your rifle is on the shelf. George, you something else. Osama give me death 1,000 times worse than you. Find them your fucking self. And why act like you care about the troops in Iraq? Cause if you did, you would let them fly back. It's cause of you them planes got hijacked. You also the reason Katrina victims had to die like that. They say you was hesitant. We say you was negligent. It's about time for niggas to end.
Dear President.
How many times do I gotta state my position? Before y'all start saying it's lip service, he wishing. I've been organizing, I got 1,000 petitions. Been up before sunrise grinding, I'm on a mission. If I could be president, I would lower the rent and make stick man my secretary of defense. My whole cabinet would be niggas who ain't having it. You think it's fucked up now, just watch how bad it gets.
I push Bush off the White House roof. Call the chickens coming home to roost. It's overdue for millions taking advantage of, taking for granted. For the hungry, for the hood, for the good of the planet. But not to get it twisted, Bush is only a figurehead, it's bigger yet. The whole system need to be put to death. If I was president, I'd get rid of the whole office. Pimp the system out of the people involved.
Motherfuckers don't realize how serious this motherfucking shit is. Let them know, nigga. Either stand him with a rifle or reach him, or some bitch give him a blowjob so we can impeach him. Tease the motherfucker about the drama I bring and cut Dick Cheney's hands off for pulling the strings. This is for all my niggas locked in the thing that'll never see the sun till revolution is spring. George Bush, the puppet king of the planet. Nigga, he don't care about the marriage of faggots. He got a Supreme Court full of religious fanatics. Let me break down the mechanics. Al Qaeda and America been doing business well. They tighter than Interscope and double itself. From the Patriot Act to rape in Iraq to Russia's war with Afghanistan, taking it back. Texas governor, your state was the most polluted, and you had the most niggas executed. Now you born again, alcoholic, talking to God. Yeah, dog, I read the book your friends wrote and served the footnotes about how you used to sniff coke, fronting like drug-free role models in harmony. Your family in Florida lives in a pharmacy. Corporate larceny, tax cuts, that's how you started. 12 IQ points to be a fucking retarded. So I gotta represent when I tell niggas.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
Hipsters, flipsters, and finger-puffing daddies, knock me your lobes. I came to lay Caesar out, not to hip you to him. The bad jazz that a cat blows wails long after he's cut out. The groovy is often stashed with their frames. So don't put Caesar down. The swinging Brutus hath laid a story on you that Caesar was hungry for power. If it were so, it was a sad drag. And sadly hath the Caesar cat answered it. Here, with a pass from Brutus and the other brass, for Brutus is a worthy stud. Yea, so are they all worthy studs, though their stallions never sleep. I came to wail at Caesar's wake. He was my buddy, and he leveled with me. Yet Brutus deems that he has eyes for power. And Brutus is a solid cat. It is true he hath returned with many freaks in chains, brought them home to Rome. Yea, the looty was booty, and hip the treasury well. Dost thou dig that this was Caesar's groove for the push? When the cats with the empty kicks hath copped out. Yea, Caesar hath copped out too, and cried of the storm. To be a well grabber, a stiffer riff must be blown. With our dread, a stud can't even move an anthill. Yet Brutus was swinging for the moon, and yea, Brutus is a worthy stud. And all you cats were gassed on the Lupercal when he came on like a king freak. Three times I laid the kingly wig on him, and thrice did he put it down. Was this the move of a greedy hipster? Yet Brutus said he dug the lick. And yes, a hippocat has never blown. Some claim that Brutus's story was a gag, but I dug the story was solid. I came here to blow. Now stay cool while I blow. You all dug him once because you were hip that he was solid. How can you now come on so square now that he is tapped out of this world? City Hall is flipped and swung to a drunken zoo. And all of you cats are goofed to Whig City. Dig me hard. My ticker is in the coffin there with Caesar.
And yea, I must stay cool till it flippeth back to me.
Thank you. Okay, I'd like to share one of my own marathon memories. Not a good one, but probably about 1989, I was doing an overnight with Stan. Stan was my co-host. Stan is still on the air, by the way. One of the sweetest guys I know, honest to God. Stan, I'm not just saying that because you gave me all that money and stuff, but it's true. Stan's a really great guy. And we were having a rough night of it. It was a four-hour show, and in that 4 hours, I managed to make $60 in pledges. Now, 30 of that I put in myself under my girlfriend's name. So at the end of the night, we had 60 bucks to show for it. Now, coming up at 7 o'clock was George Flores and the David and Goliath Hour. And before I was off the air, I played my last song. Before that song ended, he had gotten two calls of $100 each. So he made $100, $200 before he was even on the air. And I made 60 all night. So I never felt good about that. But that's the way it goes sometimes. When you win some, you lose some. Just like playlists, you know, you have good playlists, you have bad playlists, you know, you win some, you lose some get stuck in the mud, right? So we started that set with Andy Breckman. That's right, WFMU's own Andy Breckman. He was a kind of a folk singer before he became whatever he is now, before he was Ken Friedman's co-host for 7 Second Delay. That was Hello, Hello, Hello. This is the chorus from the Hoosier Hot Shots. Spike Jones, Ugga, Ugga, Boo, Ugga, Boo, Boo, Ugga. Try saying that a couple of times. You'll feel better. It really does work. The W Project, the Dummy Down Players. That was Der Bush. Impeach the President. I don't think that was Impeach Obama. That was Impeach the other president. That was DJ Green Lantern. Caesar's Funeral Oration from Lord Buckley. Tiny Tim. Daddy, Daddy, What Is Heaven Like? And Gene Ski and the Troubadours. And I'm guessing that heaven is kind of a lot like having WFMU in your ear all the time. I could be wrong, but it's worth a try. So anyway, the number is 800-989-9368. And the pledge line is WFMU.org/pledge. Marathon runs from February 20th until March 4th. Anytime after that, you can still get through on the website. You can pledge via the web 24/7, 365, and we would appreciate it if you would give it a shot. Okay, so, well, let's bring it on back. More coming up.
Hello?
Hey, man, listen very carefully, man. Don't answer the phone, man. You got that? Don't answer the phone. Even if it's me calling, man, don't answer because I think the phone is bugged, man. Okay? Okay? Hello?
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 Hey, man, what the hell are you doing? Did you
Pedro?
Hear what I said? Yeah,
is that you, man?
No, it's Freddy,
hey,
man.
Hey, man, where are you, man?
Well, I'm calling from outside, man, but listen.
Hey, you got the dope?
Hey, man, don't say nothing about
Well, man, you better hurry up and get over here, man. Everybody thinks you ripped them off.
Hey, man, will you cool it, man?
Hey,
listen to
where are you, man?
I'm outside, man. Listen
what, did you forget the address again?
Hey, man, no, I don't.
Now, listen, write it down,
don't
man.
Don't say nothing about the address of that.
Okay?
The cops are listening on their own face,
1482 Adams, you got it? Okay. Hey, right behind John's van is parked in front. You can't miss it, man. Okay? Hey, did you get the pills too, man? Hello?
Hello?
Hey, man, I gotta hang up. There's someone pounding at the door.
Merry Christmas, Jackie.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, Dunlap.
What's the matter with you? You got a faraway look in your tear-moistened eye.
Oh, this time of year always gets me thinking back to Christmas when I was a youngin', yeah. Didn't have no fancy Christmas.
Fancy Christmas?
No, sure. We had us a old-timey country simple Christmas.
Oh, God.
Why, no, Dunlap. I don't mind telling you about it.
I didn't ask for you to tell me about it.
Old-timey country simple Christmas had no money at all. Old-timey country simple Christmas, we still had a ball. If Daddy had a nickel, he'd get you an orange. If Daddy had a penny, he'd get us a grape.
He'd get you a grape.
Yes, sir.
One grape.
You'd be glad to have that grape, too.
You'd be glad to have a grape.
Christmas grape. Old-timey country, simple Christmas, get a peppermint stick. To share amongst your brothers, everybody gets one lick.
You just get one lick off a candy cane?
Yep, and then Mama'd wrap it back up in cheesecloth and save it for Easter.
Candy canes ain't for Easter.
Then what would you get in your Easter bread sack?
Easter is eggs.
Easter eggs drive me crazy. Eggs are for eating. You don't waste eggs when you're poor. Jesus did not come back to life to see a bunch of eggs painted up like whore ladies.
Whore ladies.
Hey, watch your language.
But you just said the...
Old-timey country, simple Christmas, find a hog to kill. You know Santa's on his way when you heard that squeal. Hold it down and cut its throat, then string it from a tree. Slit its belly open and set its innards free. It take a while for the blood to drain while we danced around.
What?
Getting hungry, ain't you?
No, you singing about killing defenseless little piggy on Christmas time.
Don't you know where food comes from?
No, and I don't want to.
You mean to tell me you grew up without ever slaughtering no hogs?
You know what century I'm from, right?
No, I never slaughtered no hogs.
I'm a modern man with refined tastes.
yeah, you sure are that, yeah.
What's that supposed to mean, you stupid dog?
Yeah, every time Christmas getting close, Daddy take all us youngers out there to the barn. Say, which one gonna be the Christmas hog this year? Yeah, we'd all get out there and we'd pick the best hog we could find, yes, sir. And that hog, he'd come and live with us in the house. Yes, sir, we'd dress him up. Daddy'd put him in the truck. We'd ride him around. All the neighbors come out there. Look at there. That's what they say. Yeah, look at there. There's a Broyles Christmas hog. Then, of course, on Christmas Eve, we'd have a big parade all the way from the house to the barn. All us youngins and Daddy out front with his axe. Daddy string that hog up. Yes, sir. Now, every kid, he gave every one of us a knife. Every kid got a jab at it. Yeah. Yeah. Whoever made the pig scream the loudest, jab it. Then, yeah, you get to make the Christmas wish that year.
Did you ever get to make the Christmas wish?
Why, son, you talking to the best hog jabber there is. I got to make the wish almost every year, and it always come true.
What'd you wish for?
Christmas grape. Old-timey country, simple Christmas, don't have them anymore. 'Cause we forgot that what's important can't be bought in any store.
Yeah, like pig jabbers.
No, you can get them at the store. You can go down to any store and say, I need to make some pig jabbers. Yeah, they'll set you up. They'll get them for you. Ain't no problem with that, no.
Old-timey country, simple Christmas.
Oh, mouth boogie.
Here he comes, that mighty mouth.
He's a coming, yes he is.
Coming to vanquish the foe with a mighty blow.
What a smooth operator.
So don't be afraid anymore.
No, 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 don't be afraid.
'Cause things won't feel like they've been before.
You can't believe it, sister.
Here he comes to save the day.
Look up in the sky.
Thank goodness mighty mouth is on his way.
So fast you can hardly see him coming.
So let the trumpet players play.
Louis,
oh, mighty mouth is here today.
This mouth is mighty. We'll be right back.
bow to your corner, bow to your own. Three hands up and round you go, break it up with a doji do. Kicking in the bread pan, kicking off dough, skip to my loo, my darling. The old lady out, you pretty little thing, promenade around the ring. Big foot up and little foot down, make that big foot jaw the ground. The lady step back and two gents in, back you go and forward again. Skip right up with an elbow swing, skip to my loo, my darling. Alaman left with the old left hand, follow through with the right left grand. Meet your honey with a great big smile, promenade Indian style.
Promenade across the floor, sashay right on out the door, out the door and into the glade, and everybody promenade. Step right up, you're doing fine, I'll pull you up and you pull mine. You get again, look at it before, break it up with a tug of war. Now into the brook and fish for the trout, dive right in and splash about. Trout, trout, put it in the trout, one more splash and come right out. Shake like a hound dog, shake again, wallow around in the old big bin. Oh, wallow some more, you'll know how. Roll around like an old fat dog, element left with your left hand. Follow through with the right and left brand. Now leave your partner in the dirty old thing. Follow through with an elbow swing. Grab a fence post, hold it tight. Womp your partner with all your might. Hit him in the shin, hit him in the head. Hit him again, the critter ain't dead. Whop him low and whop him high. Stick your finger in his eye. Put a little ring, put a little sound. Bang your head against the ground. Promenade all around the room. Promenade like a bride and groom. Open up the door and step right in. Close the door and into a spin. Whirl, whirl, twist and twirl. Jump all around like a flying squirrel. Now don't you cuss and don't you swear. Just come right out and form a square. Right hand over left hand under, both join hands and run like thunder. Over the hill and over the dale, duck your head and lift your tail. Don't you stray and don't you roam, turn around and promenade home. Corn in the crib and wheat in the sack, turn your partner, promenade back. And now you're home. Bow to your partner, bow to the gent across the hall, and that is all.
Nights are long and endless since we've been apart. The problem is a deep one. 'Tis either love or art. I wonder if you love me, I'd give the world to know. But if my art must come between us, then my career must go. Oh no. If I give up the saxophone, will you come back to me? If I give up that toodaloo-daloo, will we bill and coo just like we used to do? I know the fault is all my own, you warned me time and time. Lips that touch a saxophone, you said shall not touch mine. If I give up the saxophone, will you come back to me? My father plays a piccolo, my mother plays a drum, my brother plays a horses just because he is a bum. Chitty-bum, bum, bum, chitty-bum. My uncle plays harmonica, he plays it kind of blue. They took away his instrument because the notes came doodly doo doo doodly doo. If I give up the saxophone, will you come back to me? Now I'll cut out that toodaloo-delay, anything you say, if you'll come back to stay. When I am in the park each night, how all alone I feel. I found out that a saxophone ain't got no sax appeal. If I give up the saxophone, will you come back? Oh, please come back. Will you come back to me?
For Indian girl, no other woman can make it as well. She takes his hand, oh, up slowly, you're looking in her eyes, a begging for dances, Indian wise, shooting love arrows into her heart, she's just in the sign when she got a pie, I think it's a rockin', and a roll, the market's in the rockin', and a roll, the dance is a rockin', the market's in the roll, and a hand, and a hand, and a hand, and a hand. Her face red, here's a blue, stuck in the kiss and the coup, and this thing of the beat is starting to melt. What do you know? He's falling hell.
Still hear some of the lyrics there, can't you? Well, can't have everything, can you? Okay, we're racing towards the finale here. If you haven't pledged, go right ahead. 800-989-9368, wfmu.org/pledge. We'll wait. Okay, well, be that way. But really, you can do that anytime you want, because that's what we do. We're here waiting for you. So that set we heard from Cheech and Chong. Oh, funny thing. That was Cheech and Chong. Don't answer the phone. Jersey, answer the phone. Appreciate it. Thank you, dear. Old Timey Country Simple Christmas was the Red State Update. Steve Allen, Mama Limbo. The Mighty Mouse Boogie from a Ralph Bakshi cartoon. Ralph did a revival of Mighty Mouse years ago. The Square Dance from Looney Tunes with Bugs Bunny. Robert Q. Lewis, who you may remember from What's My Line? That was If I Give Up My Saxophone. And the Indian Rock from the musical Lynn Twins, who I know nothing about and you probably don't either. So it makes us even. So, all right, so that's going to do it for this edition. We'll be back again next week with more Marathon Please and groveling, etc., etc. If you're not, if you're one of these people that's outside the listening range, you should stream the marathon. It's a lot of fun. You get a lot of people together, and you know, it's amazing what people will say when they're desperate. It's that's the way it goes. So anyway, I'll see you next week. I got two more here, some old business, and kind of a subtle reminder. So hang in there. 800-989-9368, wfmu.org/pledge. Thanks a lot. I'll see you later.
7 days in the week, Pisces enters each one gently, careful not to bruise a single second. An early morning Neptune mist rises from the sea, a soft white carpet for Pisces to walk upon. Pisces playing the pipes of peace, painting people with promise, pouring the world out of a moonstone.
Shows for you, sending round.